Welcome to 1224 by Worship Transforms, where we want to empower you to live your best life through biblical inspiration and by connecting with Jesus in at least 12 minutes of meditative worship. Well, why 12 minutes? Well, because research has shown that meditating on a good God, especially when connected with music, has the ability to create new, healthy neural pathways in your brain. That's new, healthy patterns of thinking that align with the one that we're focusing on. All right, other night I woke up in the middle of that night, and my mind immediately started playing out all the junk that I had been dealing with that day had been bugging me. And if you can relate to that, or you have any other stress levels in your life, sudden stressful moments, well, you're going to want to stay with us because I'm going to give you what I found to be the secret, and we're going to experience it today, to staying in a place of peace. Hey, you can put in the comments below. I'd love to hear what times of day maybe are most stressful for you, whether it's suddenly waking up in the middle of the night or maybe at work or perhaps when everybody comes home and it gets crazy. So, and please like, subscribe, and share. We'd love to have you share this with others you think could benefit from it. All right, you see, when I woke up in the middle of the night and all that stuff was playing out in my mind, I knew if I could meditate on peace, it could take me out of it. But I knew I needed an image to go with it. So I asked Jesus to give me an image of what peace looked like. And almost instantaneously, Psalm 23 popped in my brain with its imagery of pastoral green hills and gentle, for me, it's a gentle babbling brook. And it just speaks of provision and rest. And Psalm 23 is such a beautiful picture of Jesus as the good shepherd who takes care of his sheep, viciously protecting against predators and gently guiding them. And as sheep are led by the shepherd, they learn from birth to follow his voice. You know, they don't have a rope. They're not tethered. There's no leash like my naughty cockapoo needs. No, they simply follow his voice. They've learned that he can be trusted to guide them in the right direction and that he will viciously protect them. They know that when predators come, they can remain safe. And this is what's so important for us to know. Peace doesn't mean an absence of conflict. It means that when everything is in chaos and craziness, we can trust Jesus to lead us into a place of peace. As we develop this deep trust in him and that he's got our best, he's over every part of us, every circumstance, if we'll actively let him. So I'm excited about taking us through Psalm 23 today in worship. And it's really important. I want us not to just meditate on the words, but to ask the Holy Spirit to give us an image of what peace looks like with him as the shepherd. Because this is an image, a picture, a movie, if you will, that we can come back to in our minds time and time again as we look to dwell in this place of peace with him. So we want to right now ask Jesus, be our shepherd as he leads us by the bubbling waters, as he leads us down the right paths of life, as he leads us through the darkness of the valley where fear and depression and despair may seek to overtake us, where when we feel hemmed in by enemies on all sides, that we can trust the shepherd's rod and staff to come against those enemies and to gently guide us in the right direction and to protect us. That when there is feeling like we're surrounded, we can trust that he's put this feast of provision in front of us. He invites us to commune with him in his provision. That we can trust that he's not just going before us, but he's also taking up the rear. That he sees from above everything that's going on. And he is following with us, tracking with us, his goodness, his unfailing love, his mercy, as he is our shepherd. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, are with us right now. We ask that you would give us the picture that each of us need today of Jesus as our shepherd and us as his sheep, trusting, following him, resting in him, communing with him. We thank you that this is the place here as we dwell in your house where we can experience your true peace. Our good shepherd such a good shepherd
Santa. the days of my life until the very end. All the days of my life I will be by your side. All the days of rest in the fields of green, all the days of my life. I will walk by still waters, my shepherd, have all I need. The Lord is my shepherd, and He cares for me. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever we need,
Jesus, we just thank you. We just thank you that you supply, that your supply is unending.
Whatever we need,
we can rest in you, because you are our rest. May the knowledge of who He is stay with you. May it linger as you lean into, throughout everything that comes into your day, all those worries, all those distractions. May you be able to come back to the fact that He is a good shepherd. He'll guide you into truth. He will show you the way of righteousness. He'll lead you in those paths. His mercy, His goodness, His loving kindness chases you down. And may you just know how very much He is for you. In everything you encounter today, be blessed.